All right, hi everyone. We are back with another mini session. Today we're going to be highlighting the second part of our customer journey session, and we are with Darren Stevens from reviews.io again. Welcome, Darren. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really excited to dive into this a little bit deeper.
Definitely, definitely, me too. So we're going to start out just kind of explaining each step of the customer journey a little more in depth. Last time we kind of skimmed over so that we could really get to the whole purpose of a customer journey and why it was important to have one. But this time we're going to go through each phase in just a little more detail. And then also we're going to focus a little bit more on analysis and some of the questions that you should be thinking of while you're building your customer journey. And then also once you've built it out, what you should look at to really analyze it and get the most out of it. So the first phase you wanted to talk about a little bit is the aware phase. This is how the customers find out about who you are, what your product is. It's something that some companies struggle with and just really try to create interesting content around that. So that's the first area. This is basically putting yourself out there. You want to make sure that your mission statements are really strong and they're really the purpose of why your product is important to your customer is very much front and center. A key part of that is really making sure that you have a strong buyer persona. I know we touched on that a little bit before, but having a really strong buyer persona helps you understand how your customer ticks, what they want, why they would want your product or service. So you want to make sure to really pay attention to speaking to your ideal customer listed in your buyer persona. So that's the first aware phase. One of the things you can do to like make people more aware of your product, the first place that your customer finds you is through your marketing and also through some of the articles you can write, thought leadership, different steps like that. The next phase we are looking at a customer journey is called the think phase. So this is the why should I choose you phase. Customers are wondering if you're the best option for them. This is where you have to help convince them a little bit and really show your stuff as far as expertise. You can also do a bit more marketing and articles and things like that. But also reviews are really important here because customers are going to rely on what other people have experienced with you. And this is also one of the sections where people will start comparing between you, your company, and another company. The next phase is what we would call the consider phase. This is where customers are now really getting down to the pros and cons of each of their options, right? So this is where they're even looking at reviews even more. They're also going to read more articles that you've written, more expertise, and they're also going to want to have like a list and really look at product specs and services. They'll probably look at pricing and kind of go back and forth between your company and your competitors. The next phase is the decide phase. So this is where the customer is locked into you, and this is where they've chosen your product, they've dropped your service into their cart, they've selected whatever item you want them to buy or what they want to buy, and they're locked into your company. So this is a lot of times this is where companies will focus on and say, great, I've got the customer locked in, super excited, but there's a few more phases we have to look at to basically keep your customers there, keep them happy, and then have their positive experience translate to bring more people in. So the next phase is the stay phase. This is where your customer service skills really come to light. You want to make the customer feel valued, make them feel really happy to be here. This is one of the phases I just mentioned that businesses should put a little more focus on because once you have a customer there, you want to keep them happy. You want them buying more products, buying more services, and sharing their positive experiences with others. The last phase is the advocate phase. This is a really key one when it comes to reviews and recommendations. This is where the customer likes and loves your products and services so much they're telling everyone about it. So that's a very basic run through of the steps. So next, I kind of want to talk about a little bit of the analysis that you have to think of. So when you're mapping up your customer journey, with each of these phases, one really important thing you have to consider is how many steps does a customer really take in each experience? Are there too few? Are there too many? For example, in the digital space, we often look at how many clicks it takes a customer to get from point A to point B. If you have too many clicks, it can seem like it's a little too much work. So your customer may not want to click that extra link to get to where you want them to be. It might be one click versus two, or two click versus three. In the same way, you have to consider the step in each part of your customer journey. Another thing that's really important to think about is really the emotion of why your customer will make a decision to move forward or backward in your customer journey map. For example, let's say they get to the think phase and, you know, they're considering the pros and cons, or reading a little more of your marketing material, they're reading some articles. What if your customer feels, let's say, happy reading your article, right? They're most likely going to want to move forward. But what if they're a little skeptical, they're unsure? You have to kind of think of the pros and the cons, the positive emotions and the negative, to see which way they're going to go in your customer journey map, and then address each to help alleviate a customer going backward instead of forward. So those are 2 points. The third one, obstacles in your map. So once you create your map and each experience that each part of the journey the customer is going through, what might stop them from moving forward? What might stop them from clicking to the next step? Those are things you kind of want to think of. So whenever you're making a map, it's more so different and different iterations of the same steps. Maybe it's a customer buying something online, right? And then you want them to click on a product, and then perhaps they click on the description, the specs, are looking at pictures, maybe they're clicking on reviews. Then what is an obstacle that would stop them from saying add to cart, or perhaps saying, yes, I want to sign up for, you know, for a newsletter, or whatever your call to action is. You want to think of that. Darren, are there any points you kind of want to bring to light here while we're talking about analysis?
Yeah, I think in terms of obstacles, this is one area that we find a lot of, I guess, analysis paralysis, right? From a consumer standpoint. And many of the call to actions, there may be multiple, you know, you listed a few as far as maybe it's a buy now, maybe it's a sign up for our newsletter, maybe it's a learn more or check out our blogs, whatever it may be. Always having the focus of your consumers getting directly to the checkout as quickly and easily as possible is, I think, primary. So each of those avenues, we want to make sure are redirecting back to that checkout section. One area that we find with social proof in the review sector that many companies make the mistake is redirecting people off of their site when it comes to maybe sharing Instagram or other user-generated content. It redirects them to other places online and takes them away from their site rather than actually purchasing from that site. So that's, in a sense, creating more obstacles than need to be. That's just one observation that we find happening far too often.
Definitely. That makes a lot of sense, especially with, you know, wanting to make sure you're cross-marketing your content with your site, vice versa, getting people to look at everything. That's a great point that I think we should pay attention to, for sure. All right. So I've mentioned most of the really quick and actionable tips that you can take to analyze this customer journey. Another thing I'd like to point out is we talked about the phases, right? So the decide phase, a lot of times, is where we see businesses have their end goal at the decide phase. So like, hey, we got the customer, amazing, moving on to the next one. As I mentioned, that's where the most focus is, but that is not necessarily the most important place that you should be focusing on. The stay and advocate phases are the sweet spot. That is where you keep your customer happy, and that also acts as a conduit to help them tell everyone else about your business because they're so happy being here. And of course, we know that everyone wants to spread good news. Whenever you find that perfect product that you really love, you want to tell all your friends about it, or you show it off on your Instagram or Facebook, or you're doing, I don't know, a YouTube review or a YouTube tutorial on how amazing it is. So this is really where you want to keep your customers happy. And it's super important to really focus on the actions that help navigate those two phases. So that's really providing engaging content for your customers. That's your social media platforms. That's really listening to what they have to say. Then there's also the customer experience, which is not only social, it's also what happens after they buy the product. Are you engaging with them to see what they think about it? Are you listening to what else they would like? It's really important to kind of make them feel valued and do everything you can to show them that you appreciate them. And then, of course, the advocate section. This is, in addition to making them feel valued, you give them a little extra to help tell everyone else how valued they feel. And this is where we really focus in on reviews, recommendations, people sharing products, and again, showing off what they have and just really telling everyone how great it is. Customer loyalty programs also come into these two phases as well, because people feel, you know, happy when they get a little reward for mm-hmm. staying with you or purchasing a new product. So those are some quick like analysis I want to touch on. Darren, I know reviews is obviously a very key thing and really important part of the reviews.io platform. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear what do you think is the most important here, and also trends that you've been seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think one thing just to say is that a review can be used in multiple ways throughout this journey, right? So at the beginning of the journey, as far as helping them to become aware of your brand, social proof is really important for that, because they're getting it from, you know, firsthand experiences, kind of like what we talked about last time, as well as really the thinking process. It helps to visualize what they're thinking or maybe relate to the audience in that way. But specifically in terms of after the decide, right? Because we don't want to take them all the way back to the beginning of the journey. We want them to stay in the stay and advocate section after they decide to work with you. So whether that's signing up for a newsletter, looking at different products or services or whatever it may be that the company offers, always redirecting them back to the in a sense, community that they're already a part of, that they decided to join by purchasing from you. And where the reviews in that sense come in, obviously, it's thanking them for the feedback that they've given, taking it into consideration, implementing it within your business. All of those things that you do if, you know, you asked a friend to give you some feedback on something, if they give you good feedback or just told you their thoughts on it, you would take that to heart and do something with it. Same thing as with your customers. You want them to know that their feedback is really important. And then what do you do with that? Well, the first thing is you showcase it on your website. So when they come back, they can see the review, right? The other thing is then using that in your marketing campaigns or whatever for your clients already, whether that's, you know, your email marketing list, letting them know about new products or services and basing that off of similar products maybe that you are selling. So one of our integration partners, Klaviyo, they're actually compiling the review data for like abandoned cart or even abandoned site information based off of what the customer was looking at on their site, and following up and say, hey, we saw that you added these items into your cart. Here are some reviews from other customers about these products. And nice. That helps to build, you know, more confidence in the shopping, as well as help them to join the community of buyers that are a part of their market.
Nice. Interesting. So they're basically providing like, hey, just in case you didn't know, here's mm-hmm. what people are thinking about it, to help give them a little more reasoning, I guess, like for their pros and cons list.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. What are some trends you've seen specifically like with reviews? I know you mentioned that people can use them in different ways. And I think sometimes we don't always think of that first and foremost whenever we get a review. What are some trends that you're seeing in that avenue?
So the top of mind, I think, for many companies right now, and one specifically for us, is video. Video tends to get a much higher response rate, more engagement. It's more intriguing than just text. And it's also more intriguing than, you know, a static image. So having video content displayed with the review helps to really generate more of that interest, break down those barriers or obstacles that may be happening in the consumer's mind, and even inspire them to be a participant of creating that content. I think a lot of people today want to be more than just a consumer. They want to be a part of a brand, right? They want to identify with it. They want to wear the product. They want to tell their friends about it. But if they have the ability to create content for that company and be an quote unquote influencer, and then the company takes that to heart and shares it, I think that's really where we see the video content being posted on social media, seeing your face up there with the company, highlighting those sorts of things is one area that we definitely see the market trending into, or maybe catching up to what's already available.
Interesting. So would you say that would be video reviews, or literally a video of you showing off the product and then maybe a review separately?
It could be both. So what we're seeing a lot of our customers are bringing in is obviously the first thing we need to ask for is the text, right? So we get the review content, whether it's for a company or product, so that way it can be indexed with Google and do all of the wonderful stuff that that does. But then the content part associated with that, whether it's the photo or video, is really where they start to showcase those. And then being able to share those on their social media feeds, right onto their website, is, I mean, drives more power. If you see someone talking at you, you're going to click on it and be like, okay, what does this guy have to say? And when it's a customer saying, man, I love these goggles, I use them every time I go swimming, those are the things where you're like, okay. Sometimes there's even videos that I see for products I didn't even want. And then I see a video review and I'm like, oh man, I want that.
That looks awesome. Interesting. So that's very much staying like, it's the advocate phase, but it's kind of also looping in that stay phase for helping customers feel valued by sharing their experience with everyone because it was so great.
Exactly.
Right. Interesting. I think there's an opportunity for like a loyalty program there as well. In a sense, like I'm not sure exactly who's doing it, but you know, if you're really showcasing something that's of value on the reviews that you leave help the product have even more sales, like maybe there's some sort of, you know, like a reward for that. They have like a loyalty program to engage customers too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of that as well within loyalty programs to identify if someone's purchased multiple times and left reviews. These are your advocates, right? You want to reward them. You want, and that's just a way for them to know that you care about their business. And it does a little bit more than, you know, sending an email or saying a thank you or something like that. It's putting your money behind what you're saying, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. Very interesting. So there's a lot of stuff businesses can do, just really building a strong customer journey map, understanding their customers, understanding how the customers experience their journey, and then really using their content, including reviews and articles, to help drive the experience. It sounds like.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of really great stuff they can do. All right. Well, that is pretty much everything we wanted to share with you guys regarding customer journeys. We do have some great articles by reviews. The little dog wanted to jump in there. We have some great articles to share about reviews.io, that I will add to the site. So whenever you guys listen into this little mini session, you can also take a look at that. And it's a nice little breakdown for how reviews can really positively impact your customer journey. And I think you guys will enjoy it. So I will add that in for everyone. Darren, thank you so much again for joining us, and look forward to catching you next time for our next session.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it as well.
Great. Talk to you soon.